disciples who decided to go fishing. Peter said something like this. This is my interpretation. He said, come on, guys, let's go out in the boat. And I'm going to catch a few shrimp. We're going to have some crawfish etouffee. So they get out in the boat fishing, and a great storm comes up. The wind starts blowing. Rain is just pelting down on top of that deck of that boat. They have to lower the sails, trying to protect themselves as best they could. And the waves are getting higher and higher, and the disciples are getting more and more afraid. So they look around trying to see what they're going to do next, and where's Jesus? Has he fallen over the edge? We weren't paying much attention. Maybe the wind just blew him off the boat. So they started looking for Jesus, and guess where they found him? In the bottom of the boat. Not only was he down in the safe part of the boat, below the deck, but guess what? In the middle of all that storm, lightning and thunder and wind, Jesus was asleep. They woke him up and they said, Lord, are you going to lay there and sleep and let us drown out here in the middle of this storm? Well, he had already awakened him, so he got up and walked up on the deck. And as Jesus did in so many situations, simply raised his hand. And guess what? The storm went away and the waters were once again calm. He simply said, peace, be still. Because, you see, he is greater than all of the storms that we can ever experience. As dark and as windy and as wet and dangerous as these days seem, we've got to remember there's something greater than the storm. And that's God. The storms are simply symbols, not only of the physical storms where we get wet, but the emotional and spiritual storms that we run into in life. A lot of people have never been in a hurricane like we have, but everybody I've ever met in life had some type of storm to go through. And Jesus came out on that deck in the middle of the storm and said, peace, be still. That's his message to us. And wherever you go in life, whatever circumstances you find yourself in storms, remember that God is greater.